A new initiative has been announced in Western Massachusetts in an effort to reduce drug overdose deaths and the misuse of prescription medications. The Hampden County District Attorney, Sheriff's Department, and Chiefs of Police from a dozen local police departments have partnered to give people a safe, secure means for disposing of any unwanted or unused medications at no cost and no questions asked. D.A. Anthony Galluni announced Tuesday that permanent drug drop-off boxes are located at 8 police departments across Hampden County, with another 4 local police departments and the Hampden County House of Corrections and Women's Correctional Center scheduled to join the program shortly.
Please, let's make use of these. It's a great resource.
A list of items that can be put in the drop-off boxes includes prescription and non-prescription drugs, vitamins, and veterinary medications. Needles, liquids, and chemotherapy drugs are prohibited. Citing a statistic that 4 out of 5 heroin users initially abuse prescription drugs, Galluni said cleaning out home medicine cabinets to keep the drugs from getting into the wrong hands is an important tool in fighting opioid addiction.
We are treating addiction for what it is, a disease, and this is one more tool that can be used by our residents to ensure these medications don't fall into the wrong hands and cause further suffering.
Arrangements have been made to have the drugs that are deposited in the secure boxes transported to an incinerator for disposal.
Covanta, which is in Agawam, which is a company that will responsibly, environmentally responsibly, dispose of these drugs and get them out of the wrong hands and not into our water streams and into our trash systems where they can do damage to our environment, which is something, of course, we're all very concerned with.
Hampden County Sheriff Mike Ash said officers from his department will periodically collect the contents of the drop-off boxes at participating police departments.
I have a transportation team. They're out every day. This is not any new expense, extra expense, if you will, any overtime or anything. This is all part of their work.
A drug drop-off box was placed at the Chicopee Police Station on June 1st. Police Chief William Jeb said the box needs to be emptied on an almost weekly basis.
And we've had absolutely no issues whatsoever. It's an amazing program, and it's extremely successful in our community. And they're reducing those potential incidents where children or young adults can get a hold of oxycodones or Percocets or other drugs.
In addition to Chicopee, the boxes are located at the police departments in Agawam, Hampden, Longmeadow, Ludlow, Munson, Southwick, and Westfield. Future locations are East Longmeadow, Palmer, West Springfield, and Wilbraham. The Springfield Police Department is not participating in the drug take-back program because a spokesman said there's no secure location for the drop-off box in the lobby of the police station. A similar program operates at 25 locations in Hampshire and Franklin counties under the direction of Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan. Governor Charlie Baker announced earlier this month that 13 drug take-back kiosks will be located in Walgreens across the state, including a store in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.